Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 16th of November. Several airlines, including Wizz Air, Frontier, Volaris and JetSmart, which are all Indigo Partners portfolio airlines, have announced an order for 255 additional A321neo family aircraft under a joint Indigo Partners agreement. This order brings the total number of aircraft ordered by the Indigo Partners Airlines to 1,145 A320 family aircraft. These aircraft are a mix of A321neos and A321 XLRs, which will be delivered to the individual airlines. The A321neo incorporates new generation engines and sharklets, which together deliver more than 25% fuel and CO2 savings, as well as 50% noise reduction. The A321 XLR version provides a further range extension to 4,700 nautical miles. This gives the A321 XLR a flight time of up to 11 hours, with passengers benefiting throughout the trip from Airbus's award-winning airspace interior, which brings the latest cabin technology to the A320 family. The Malaysian island of Langkawi is finally opening up to international visitors. Starting today, tourists can enjoy the beauty and beaches of the island of Langkawi without quarantine. Tourists staying more than 7 days are allowed to travel to other parts of Malaysia. Full opening of the Malaysian borders is expected on the 1st of January 2022. Langkawi will initially reopen to fully vaccinated high-yield tourists who are staying in Langkawi no less than 3 days. Tourists must have medical insurance of at least $80,000. Foreign vacationers cannot travel independently under the plan. Instead, they must use the services of a tour operator or agency registered with Malaysian tourism authorities. Those under the age of 18 will have to be accompanied by fully vaccinated parents or guardians, and all travellers are required to download and register the My Sejahtera contact tracing app before starting their journey. Since the reopening of Mauritius' borders to fully vaccinated visitors on October the 1st, it has safely welcomed over 80,000 tourists. Bookings through to year-end suggest a targeted average growth of 25% in arrivals, the Mauritius Tourism Promotion Authority says. The reopening was only possible by the country's exceptional vaccination program, it added. Currently, vaccinations for 15 to 18-year-olds is underway, and close to 85% of the adult population in Mauritius is already double-jabbed. The health authorities remain confident in their ability to safely manage the recent increase in infection rates. Travellers heading to London will have more flight choices, with budget carrier Scoot launching services from Singapore to the British capital on December the 16th. The low-cost arm of flag carrier Singapore Airlines announced that the flights to London's Gatwick Airport via Bangkok will initially take place 3 times weekly for only 2 weeks before resuming on March the 22nd next year. The journey, including transit time in Bangkok, is expected to take about 16 and a half hours. Mr. Campbell Wilson, the chief executive of Scoot, said the route will enable the airline to benefit from the demand for quarantine-free travel between Britain and Thailand. London will be Scoot's 3rd destination in Europe after Berlin in Germany and Athens in Greece. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.